Okay, praise the Lord.
Alaykum ng Diyos.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Can we say it one more time? Amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord.
Salamat sa Ginoo.
Well, it is a great blessing to be back with you again today, this Sunday. In fact, this is the last meeting before we leave early tomorrow morning back to Manila and then back to the USA. And we trust that we have been a blessing to you during these last 2 weeks. Amen. Well, we want to look into the Word of God today. But before we do, I want to ask a couple questions. Because really, this gathering of people, I didn't know I said something funny. This gathering of people is really based on the work of the school here. Okay, I want you to raise your hands if you're a parent of a child that goes to this school. Raise your hands. Up real high. Okay, oh my. Okay. All right, very good, very good. All right, next question. To you parents, is this your first year your child is going here? Which ones are new parents? Raise your hand. Okay, all right. Well, praise the Lord. All right, we got quite a few that are new parents. Well, praise the Lord. To you new parents, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. And I want to tell you something. We have a burden for your children. But we also have a burden for you. Because these brethren here, we actually represent many brethren. That have a heart and burden for you and for your children. But I must tell you, that burden is because of the burden of God. Because the people that not only help to support the school, pray for you, pray for your children, for one purpose and one purpose only, that you and your children would come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. You see, school is good for learning arithmetic and learning how to read, how to write, and everything. But the main purpose of this school is the same purpose why you are gathering here on Sunday. That we get to know God. Amen. Amen, children. That you might know God.
Huh?
Do you children know who your parents are? Yes, you do, don't you? Yes? Well, that's the same way we should know our God. And I want to tell you something. I am 60 years old. And I've been walking with the Lord for 34 years. But for 27 years, I did not know God.
Pero niyato mga 27 anyos siyawa ang ilusya magpakatanga maitungo sa Ginoo.
And I was raised in a religious home.
And
we knew that there was God and there was Jesus Christ, that there was a devil. But I did not have a living reality of knowing God until I became born again. And being born again means, it means, first of all, a change of heart. Because in your mind, you can think and say, I believe in God. But to truly believe is to have Christ in your heart. Now, the Bible tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And it says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So I want us to think today, and let us begin to reason in our hearts what this faith really means. Because I want to tell you, the day that I became born again, I was completely and totally changed. I was a young man going to hell. And nobody told me I was going to hell. But one day, as I was sitting in my home, like I do every day, or I did every day, and I had two children at that time. My oldest daughter was about 6 years old. And my son was 6 months old. And I came home one day from work. And I sat down and I turned our TV set on like I always do. And I would just let whatever would go on the TV, I would watch. And as I sat there that day, it was like my whole life flashed before me. And it just came to me. I knew that all of my life and the way of living, everything that I thought of, and the actions that I did, that I was not going to heaven. I did not, all I could feel was, this is my life. And I thought, I am one of those that will never make heaven because of my sinful nature that was always working with me. I did not know at that very moment, but as soon as I thought, I know I'm going to hell, something quickly came into my mind. And I said, I want something better for my children than what I have. Huh? How many of us parents would always want something better for our children the way we live?
Huh?
I did not know it at that time. But really, it was a prayer. Because you know what happened? 2 months later, I was at my place of work. I have my career in the postal department in the United States. And a fellow worker who I knew, I had heard that he had gotten saved. And because I was a sinner, I did not want nothing to do with him. But he kept coming to me time and time again. George, why don't we get together? No. But one day, it happened to be a Friday. It happened to be a Friday, and usually every Friday night we were busy with our social activities. But for some reason, all of our friends were busy doing something else. And I had nothing scheduled that night. And here this man comes to me. He says, George, let's get together. And I thought, well, I might as well get it over with. So I said, come, you come to my house. So he agreed he would come at 7 o'clock. And when he walked away, I thought inside myself, why did I do that? Well, anyway, here, this man and his wife and his children came to our house. And we sat down and we began to talk. Now, being he worked at the post office, and I worked at the post office, we started talking about work. But when I say work, we were really talking about people, or I was. And I was telling him all the people I didn't like at the post office. All the people that talked bad about me. You know, if they talk bad about me, I would just write them off. I'm not going to pay attention to you. But after about a half hour talking, I found out that it was a one-sided conversation. Because he wasn't talking bad about anybody. So when I realized that, I decided to change the subject. We talked a little more. And then this man, his name is Brother Frank. He asked me a little question, simple question. said, George, do you know that God is real? I had to think for a minute. I said, well, and before I could finish, he says, no, George. He says, I don't mean a God who's in statues or in churches. But I'm talking about a God that's real, that's right here, real, as you and I are right here. And you know, I'll tell you the truth. I said to him, I never really thought of it that way. We talked a little bit more. And I'm gonna explain. We were in our living room. He was sitting on the living room couch with his wife and my wife. And I was sitting on a little higher chair that had a countertop. And something came over me. And I started to open my heart up before them all. I said, I got to tell you what happened to me. And I began to tell them about what happened to me 2 months earlier. I began to share with them, my wife. I said, I have not even told my wife this. But I began to say about how I sat down and how all of a sudden I realized I was going to hell. And as I was watching the TV with all of its garbage, and how that I, at the very same time, I wanted something better for my children. And then I said to them, I don't know, I have such a strange feeling going on inside of me. I don't know if I want to talk anymore. We talked a little bit more. And it was time for them to go home. It had begun to rain outside. And this brother Frank just said to us, now you remember, earlier he said, do you know that God is real, right? Remember, that was the question he asked me? So before he left, he said to me and to my wife, he said, do you want to know the reality of God? How many of you would want to know the reality of God? Raise your hands if you want to know the reality of God. Huh? Amen. I said, yes, I want to know the reality of God. He said, can I pray for you? So we got around in a circle, we held hands. And he just said a very simple prayer. He said, God, make yourself real to George and Sue. Hallelujah. So we said amen. Maybe I didn't say amen. I think someone said amen. I wasn't a praying person, so I... So it was Friday night, and it was 10 o'clock, around 10 o'clock. This was June 27th, 1980. We got out our umbrellas and we helped them and their children get into their cars. But then we came back into the house and we put our six-year-old daughter to bed. We put our six-month-old son to bed. And then we went into our bedroom to go to bed. And one of the last things we did before we go to bed was we would pull down the blind on our bedroom window. I'm reaching up to the top of the window to pull this blind or the shade down. And as I'm pulling it down, a bolt of lightning and thunder struck right outside our window. And all the lights in our house went out. And it was so loud that I jumped and I said, "Oh my God!" And I'm shaking. I'm shaking. And I'm shaking so much that I'm trying to realize what just happened. And I look out the window at my neighbor's house to my right. And their lights were on. Their lights were on. My neighbor's lights were on. I looked to my neighbor's left and their lights were still on. And I looked across the street. In fact, I ran into the other room and looked across the street and their lights were on. And I realized a bolt of lightning hit just outside my bedroom window. I realized that a bolt of lightning had just hit right outside my bedroom window. So being young, I called my father and he said, "Well, you have to reset the circuit breakers in your house." And make sure that none of your appliances were blown out. So I set the circuit breakers, the lights came back on. Checked our refrigerator, it was working. Checked our washer, it was working. Then I went to the TV set. And I pushed the button. Once, nothing happened. I pushed the button twice. Still nothing happened. And on the third time, I pushed the button. And something did happen. Now, the TV did not go on. Because the lightning bolt had come through the wires of our house and blew out our TV. But when I pressed the button the third time, it was like revelation going off inside of me, because I knew that God had just answered the prayer we prayed. I thought, God, that you would send a lightning bolt to confirm what happened that night as we talked of the Lord in our home. I rushed upstairs to the bedroom where my wife was. I told her what I found out. And I said, let us get down on our knees and call upon the Lord. We got down on our knees. We said, Jesus, come into our lives. You're real. We ask you, forgive our sins. We got up, we went into our daughter's bedroom. As she laid asleep, we laid hands on her. We said, Lord, we commit our children to you. And we did it also with our six-month-old son. And I have to tell you, I will never forget that night. Because Jesus came, not only made himself real, but when we called upon his name, he came into our lives. He forgave our sins with his precious blood. And we were born again. Hallelujah. Now I have just one or two other little things to say. Because I woke up early the next morning, I couldn't wait to go to work. To tell the man that had come to our house about what God had done. But I also have to tell you, you know, God did something for us, and I believe he can do it for any of us. He can take away the desire that we have to sin. Now, do people in the Philippines curse? Huh? Do they? Do they? Do the people of the Philippines curse? Say bad words? Huh? I used to do that. Oh yeah, I used to do that. That was part of my sinful nature. But there were several things that God did for me the day I became born again. Now, when I was a sinner and I swore or I said bad words, if I was with other people that said bad words, I said it with them. But if I was with people that didn't swear, I didn't swear. But if you got me mad, I couldn't control it. The day I became born again, 34 years ago, it was 34 years ago, June 27th, a swear word has never come out of my mouth. I had no more desire to drink or to drink alcohol or to do drugs, whatever it was. Hallelujah. man to the path of righteousness and holiness. Hallelujah. Two more things. Remember I told you about how I was saying bad things about other people at the post office? Remember that? Well, the next day when I was at work, that God told me I had to go to these two individuals and ask their forgiveness. And if God would forgive my sins, I need to forgive other people's sins. So I went to the first person. His name is Bob. And I went up to him, and of course he didn't want to talk with me. We hadn't talked for 2 years. And so I went up to him, I said, Bob. And he said, what? And I said, I want to talk to you. I said, I want to ask your forgiveness. I said, God has touched my life and I've given my life to God. And I know that I did wrong by not speaking to you, so I ask you to forgive me. And do you know what he did? He looked at me and he said, "You're crazy. Get out of here." I thought, well, Lord, this didn't work out the way I thought. But nevertheless, I had to go to the second person now. And he was working in another part of the post office. So I walked up to him. And I said, Andy, that was his name, Andy. I said, I'd like to talk to you. And he says, what? And I said the same thing to him. I said, Andy, God has touched my life. I became born again and God forgave me my sins. And I'm asking you to forgive me. Now I was waiting. He was quiet for about 30 seconds. And then with a very soft voice, he said, George, I forgive you. Will you forgive me? He said, 2 weeks ago, I was at a service where I went up and I committed my life to God. He also had become born again. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, brethren, that God is real. And I can't put into words how real He is in my life. And to those that are born again and follow after Him. But remember the scripture verse that we spoke of at the beginning. Without faith in God, it's impossible to believe Him. It's impossible to please God. I'm sorry. How many of us would want to please God? How many? many of us want eternal life? Jesus said, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe on His name will not perish, but have eternal life. And when we speak of eternal life, it's having the living God inside of you. That day I was born again, God came into me, and He has never left me nor forsaken me. Now I want to challenge you today. Where is your relationship with Jesus Christ? Is He someone who you think is in a building or just in a book? But have you been born again and have the living God within you? If you do not have that relationship with Jesus Christ, and you want that relationship with Jesus Christ, you can have it. You can have the forgiveness of sins. You can have Jesus can come into you by the washing of your sins by the blood of Jesus Christ. And make you a new creature. So I want to make an invitation, two invitations. Two. I want to make an invitation for any of you that have not been born again, but would want to be born again, to stand up and we will pray for you. And let me tell you this, that if you do not know if you're born again or not, that probably means you're not born again. Because you should know if the living Jesus Christ has washed you from your sins and you are born again. Does anybody want to stand and receive Jesus Christ as their Savior and be born again? You do, sir? Praise the Lord. Anybody else? This young lady does? This young man? This young lady? These three ladies? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If anybody else, I would like you to come up forward here. We want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Come on. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible tells us that no man comes to the Father except for first He draws him. And you're stepping forward today is because God Himself is speaking in your heart. Because Jesus says you must be born again in order to see the kingdom of God. Now, in the book of Romans chapter 10, the book of Romans chapter 10, take me just a second to get there. It says here, the word says that the word of God is near you. The Bible here is nigh thee, and nigh means near you. That means God, God Himself, because Jesus is the Word, He's near you. Even in your mouth and in your heart. And that is the word of faith that we preach. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the word here says that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you shall believe in your heart that God had raised Him from the dead, thou shall be saved. Amen. Do you believe in God's Son, Jesus Christ, today? Do you? Each one of you? Do you believe that God sent His Son to live on this earth? To lay down His life? To die on the cross? For you? And that on the third day He rose from the dead? God says, if you believe this, you shall be saved. Now there's one thing we need to do before we pray. You realize we're all sinners, right?
Huh?
Are you a sinner? Are you a sinner? How about you, ma'am? Are you a sinner? All right, everybody's acknowledging you're a sinner. Well, we need to ask God to forgive our sins. And how He'll do that is that the blood He shed on Calvary, the blood that He shed was the forgiveness of our sins. So He's going to bring the blood to you and touch your souls today. Amen? I want you to pray with me, alright? Will you pray with me? A sinner's prayer? Okay. So I'll pray it in English, He'll repeat it in your language, and then you repeat the prayer, okay? Heavenly Father, I come to you today because I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm going to hell unless you forgive me of my sins. God, I ask you to forgive my sins. I'm asking you, God, to wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ. And I call upon your name, Jesus. I believe that you died for me and you rose on the third day. And I ask you now, Jesus, to come into my heart. And teach me your ways. For I turn away from sin. And I turn to you now. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Father, we just pray for these that you came forward for salvation. We pray that you make yourself very real to them in the coming days and weeks. We pray you give them strength to turn away from sin and to turn to you and to serve you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that they would learn you by the reading of your word.
Amahan na ang matagos ka na mo mahimo kay manunod diha kani mo pinagi sa pagbasa sa imong mga pulong.
And by calling upon your name.
O pagtawag diha sa imong ngalan.
Praise the Lord.
Dalay ko ng Dios.
Okay, I encourage you all.
Wala awagon tamo tanan.
To get a Bible.
Nga maka.
Any of you have Bibles?
Sulatan.
Namo. You have a Bible? You have a Bible? Do you have a Bible? Okay. If you have a Bible, if we got some extra ones, Brother Allen, we could give them. And start reading in the New Testament. Start reading in the book of John. And I also encourage you, be in fellowship with other believers. That's very important. Amen? Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, wait. Could you come here? He has a word for you all. Praise the Lord.
There's a word that the Lord is speaking to you that I'd like to share with you.
We're going to pray for them too.
For sure, even as thou hast given unto me thy heart in this hour and at this time, saith the Lord. Surely I have put my blood upon thy soul. And in that aspect of my blood, I have given thee strength, saith the Lord. Strength that will give thee the ability to rise up in me and to overcome the sin that has plagued thee in thy circumstances.
O kalanga mo kusog diha ka magakuha sa kusog sa Dios o ikaw gayon magapadayon diha sa pagpangalagad ganto kaniya.
I say not thee to thine own understanding.
Ngayon ako kadi ka magasalig sa imong lang kau gayon na.
I say unto thee, do not doubt that which I have spoken unto thee this day.
Ayaw gyud pagduduha niya nang mga butang imong nadunggan ni ning adlaw.
Surely thou shalt see the fruit of my blessing, saith the Lord.
Kani mo makit-an gayon ang mga prutas sa imong pagpangalaga diha sa kaniya.
Walk before me, saith God.
Maglakaw ikaw ban sa Dios, ningon ang Ginoo.
Surely I shall provide for thee that which thou need to grow and to mature and to bear fruit.
Kaya kung ihatag da kanimo ang tanan imong kinahanglan bisan pa ang imong pagtubo diha sa Ginoo.
Thus saith the Lord.
Mao nay gisulti sa Dios, alang ka natong tanan. Salamat sa Dios, Ginoo.
Praise the Lord.
Dalay ko ng Dios.
All right. Amen. Okay, we have one more invitation to make.
Naiduha man to kay na, napay isa niya ka invitation na lang kanato tanan.
A number of you are born again. You raised your hands before. How many are born again?
Bila ba kanato na sinati ka tao pag-usab?
But how many feel today the conviction that you need to walk more closely to God?
Pero pipila ba kanato karon nakapamalandong nga kinahanglan pagitang nagkinahanglan pagitang kusog nga makiguban sa Dios.
If you feel that God is speaking to you today,
kun imo ka nang gibati nini ka punon,
that you're not walking with God as you should,
nga kanunay tang musipiat unta nga mga inay nga mga lagad kita ngadto kaniya,
that you want to walk more closely with him,
pero ang imong tingog kasingkasing nasa kasingkasing nga gusto kang makigsuod nga nas Ginoo,
that you want a closer relationship than what you have known with God,
nga imong ma gusto sa imong kinabuhi nga ikaw kay maging suod diya sa atong buhi
nga Dios.
Iya kita nga puan ni ning adlaw. Amen.
So if you would want that, stand up. Whoever would want us to pray for you,
kon,
and we will pray.
Mao ka nang imong kasing-kasing karon.
As you are willing to rededicate your life to God.
Motindog kita kanang nagunahon ba nga iya pang idugang iya kinabuhi sa pangalagad nato sa Ginoo.
Is there anybody that wants you wanted, sister? Okay, praise the Lord, sister.
Katong wala mo isa gay na maikson, daghan kay sa dinhiya. Ayaw saya makining mao higayon.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Diri sa tubangan.
Praise the Lord, yes. Oh, you're there.
Katong gusto pagkadating.
You want to pray for them?
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Diri-diriya kay mag-ampo si Brother Mark, alam ka natong tanan.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You come closer.
Yeah,
amen.
So iso na to kayo na nga magpapukod para sa iyang pamilya ng mga anak. Diri apil na lang po.
Amen. Amen. A few more coming. Amen. 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 The Lord is touching you today. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for the call of your Holy Spirit in our innermost being.
Salamat walang Espiritu kay ikaw nagatawag ayon sa among kinasuluran.
And Lord, I believe that your Holy Spirit is going to honor the decision that these have made this day.
Amana tayod kami nga pinagi sa tawag sa Espiritu Santo nga nikanamo mao kini ang imong kimutan nga mo ang pagnunot niya kanimo.
Lord, I believe that you are drawing close to us.
Nagtuo kami Ginoo nga ikaw nagapadol nga nikanamo.
And we desire to draw close to you.
Uga mo sang tingwa nga kami maging suod niya kanimo.
So Lord, I pray that you would give a fresh washing of the water of the word to our soul.
Managampo kami nga imo gayong labason pag-usab ang among kinasuluran bisag pangamong kalag pinagi sa imong mga pulong.
That there would be a refreshing of the reality of the blood of Jesus.
Aduna pay kalapas kayo sa pag sa realidad diha sa dugo ni Ginoo Hesus Kristo sa among kinasuluran.
That we would know that the old ways are washed away.
Nga among may baluan nga ang daan namo nga pagkinaiyahan kini siya nang hanaw na.
And that we will no longer go back and walk in those old ways.
Nga dili na kami mubalik pa og magalakaw niadtong daan nga kinabuhi.
Lord, I pray that you give these strength as they go back to their home.
Ama, nagampo kami nga ikaw magapadayon sa paghatag kanamog kusog samtang kami magapadulong sa among panimalay.
They have made a decision tonight.
Ilang ihatag Ginoo ang ilahang pagdesider nining kahaponon.
Things will not be the same again.
Og makining mga butanga dili kini siya wala na dili na kini magbalik pa.
So Lord, I pray that you begin to open up new doors for them.
Ama, nagampo kami diha kanimo nga abli pa ang uban pang mga oportunidad alang kanamo.
That there would be no more wandering about in darkness.
Nga wala na sa kanamo Ginoo nga may dagma pa diha sa ngitngit.
But the light of your presence would be in their lives every day.
Apa nang imong kahaya Ginoo sa imong presensya kanunay kini magadan-ag sa mata ko sa kanamo.
So send the Holy Spirit again, Lord, to encourage them.
Ama, nagampo kami diha kanimo nga imo pa kami nga bisitahan pinag sa Espiritu Santo aron sa matagusan.
Send the Comforter, Lord, in their time of distress.
Amahan, ihatag ka naman, Amahan, Espiritu sa paghupay sa panahon na kami naas sa kagulaanan.
And cause the joy of the Lord to be renewed again in their soul.
Noon nga ang kalipay nga gikan sa imong trono Ginoo nga kanun na ginindagabago sa imong kalag.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you.
Sa ngalan ni Jesus, kami nagapasalamat.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God has touched you.
Ang Dios, niabot niya kanimo og nagahikap sa imong kinabuhi.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you have anything more you want to add? Rita or one of the sisters? Okay. Well, God bless you. Prayer for healing. Would one of you brethren want to join me? Interpret what she's saying here.
He had a problem after she got delivered from, you know, from the child, the baby. So she feel, you know, restored in her body after delivering the baby. Her strength and pwede na inyong mag-ibati. There's a bad feeling of her.
Mag-chill.
It seems that she's stealing
child.
Yeah.
How long ago was problem. Your baby born? 3 months. Okay. Amen. Well, we can ask God to heal you.
Dios,
she's got some, she thinks some kind of complication after the birth of the child. It's been 3 months ago. I'm not sure exactly what the symptoms are. She's having chills and what have you.
Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ. You designed the body. You made the parts and the things that are supposed to work concerning children. And Father, this discomfort, this feeling or sense that she has, we want to come by the blood of Jesus Christ to rebuke any malady.
Bumahawa ikaw in the name of Jesus.
To bring trepidation.
Nga magabalik, magabot ka, magabalik ka sa kaniya. Bisan pa kahit mawala ikaw.
You may not bring that fretting and worrying that something tragic or something like death might happen. My God, we come against those.
Nga mong kabalaka Ginoo, mawag tangan ni kaniya sa ngalan ni Kristo.
Against those thoughts with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amo ka na karong gibadlong pinagis dugod ni Kristo.
Father, we ask that you move within the inward parts of her being.
Amahan, apo kami di kanimo ikaw magkaigaw sa kinasuluran.
Need the restorative and the regenerative touch of Jesus Christ.
Nga ikaw kayo magkahikap na nikinog mo pagbalik po mahan.
Let the blood of Jesus touch her.
Nangin mong dugo.
Let her be healed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Maayo ikaw pinagis dugo ni Ginoo Jesus Kristo.
Let it be a testimony unto her, Lord, of the power of God.
Aduna kayo siya testimony Ginoo mahitungo sa mong himo.
Not only in the way of the spirit, but also in the body.
Di lang kay diha sa espiritu kundi libisan pa masinati ano mugi ka sa mga
bawas.
Hallelujah. Lord, I ask that you would drive out every infection. Everything that has come against her body that does not belong there. Everything that is contrary to your creation. Every work of darkness, Satan, we command you to loose this woman now in the name of Jesus Christ. We command that you loose her of every oppression, every depression. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
My God, let the joy of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You believe the Lord has touched you?
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I just wanted to say something to the children.